NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ricky Henderson of Podcast, the greatest of all podcasts, the GOAP. I'm your host, Alex Espinoza, with my co-host, Hal Gordon. And we got the special guest, Will McNeil, back on the pod. Will, how's it going, man? Right field, Will.
Oh, it's going great, guys. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it very much. It was a long time ago I did one of these. This is awesome to be back.
Yeah, I think it's like your third time, dude. Third or fourth time, I think, dude. Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, it's been a little bit, but yeah, I'm excited. It's good to be here.
And I'm glad that Hal made it back from Mexico and Lake Tahoe. Sounds like you had quite the past week, Hal.
You know, I'm really just trying to figure out as many ways to get stranded in places as possible. But, you know, back in the Bay Area, let's talk some A's, baby.
So yeah, so Hal had some flight problems on the way back, again, but made it back, and then he made it up to Tahoe, got some snow in. So, but yeah, we want to talk to Will because Will spent the past week in Arizona. He's at spring training, checking out his boys in the green and gold down there. Will, so for that Fuji Ohtani matchup, I kept looking. You had the best seat, dude. You were like two rows back. You were like right behind the catcher. What was that day like, dude? What was that whole – because that was like a lot of hoopla for a spring training game, you know?
That was a lot of hoopla for a spring training game. You don't usually get that. Spring training is usually like, all right, let's get to the ballpark. Let's probably have a few drinks in the parking lot, enjoy ourselves a little bit. But I was like, I got to get here early for this one. I left minor league camp, walked down to Hohokam. I got all excited. I was like, oh, my seat's probably pretty good. Hopefully I'm off camera so nobody sees me all game. I didn't realize I was going to be the on camera the entire game and be one of those guys. My bad, everybody. Hope this mug didn't break anybody's TVs or anything like that, like I do during the season probably. But it was a good time. I mean, that was a lot of hype for that game, especially when the guys only get to go, what, two innings tops, if that, maybe three if you're lucky. So, I mean, it was fun. It was a good time. Winning a random pizza in the middle of the game, being in the lucky seat of the game, was really weird.
What? I saw the picture of you, Will, with eating with that one giant box of pizza, and I just thought, man, he must have not eaten breakfast.
Yeah, no, I'm just sitting here watching in between innings stuff, paying it, like not even making things, like watching the guys warming, like, hey, congratulations, sir, here's a box of pizza. And I'm like, what am I gonna do with this? Like, this thing's massive. I can't put this in my lap. I mean, did you in front of me with it?
Did you win a contest, or did they like see you were there and they like send it down to you because they know you're so loyal?
They said I won a contest. I think it was rigged, personally, but I'm just gonna be honest and say I think it was rigged. But anyway, it was great. I had a big box of pizza. I didn't realize I was talking to Billy Owens trying to offer the assistant GM a big slice of pizza. Hey, what's up? I didn't realize it was him. I really didn't realize it at first. I was like, oh, crap, that was Billy Owens I'm trying to offer pizza to. And then I was like, who wants this in my section? And gave it to everybody else. I didn't take it even a slice myself. I gave it to my section. Wanted them to enjoy.
So that's a lesson for you kids out there. If you, if you center your entire life around going to Oakland A's games, you know, cancel social events, work events, everything like right field Will does, once in a while you'll get a free pizza out of it. So
yeah. I mean, well, I love pizza, so it's cool. I'm happy.
Well, it was funny because I would like watch the game and then I would see how you reacted to it. Like I would like see your reaction to every pitch, man. I was like locked into Will Cam, dude. That's how I felt, dude.
Okay, I'm glad to give people entertainment. That was good. I'm happy to do that. But yeah, it was a good time. It was not the warmest of games either, though, so I'm glad I was in the sun. Very thankful for that.
And what about his splitter, dude? What is that thing like in person? It seemed like he got a couple of strikeouts on the splitter. You probably had a pretty good vantage point of it. What did you think of his stuff, man?
That fastball was electric. I'll tell you that. I was like, he probably throws like – they kept saying he throws 98. I'm like, it's in Japan, different baseball. Oh, no, he throws 98. That thing was nasty. You could hear that thing just smack the hell out of the glove. The off-speed stuff's okay, but the thing they said about him, which showed true that game as well, is this command can waver at times. And in that second inning, it was a little all over the place for a bit. He walked a few guys, but thankfully got out of it, kept the guys in it. And his stuff's filthy. I'm excited to see what he does in the rotation in Oakland. Because I mean, if you pay him that much money, I mean, $3 million or whatever we paid him for the A's, that's a, I guess that's a big, a lot, big amount of money for John Fisher. For the, yeah. A little cheap. So yeah, he'll be in the rotation. It'll be fun to watch him. I mean, he'll struggle a bit, but I think he'll do well. And who knows? We'll probably trade him midseason like we do everybody else.
Yeah.
All right, so other than Fuji, who was the A that you were most excited to see in camp this last week?
I mean Alex has covered him a lot already on his Twitter this year so far. That's Lawrence Butler.
Yeah, Lawrence.
A guy who's really making a name for himself in the organization. He's looked incredible. I mean, he looked good in Stockton in 2021. You could tell he's raw. He was very young, little raw. Did okay. Then he went to Lansing last year, was struggling at first, had an arm injury. And then after he got back from that, he's been hitting about .310 ever since Lansing, Arizona Fall League, and now spring training. So the guy is tearing the cover off the ball and is figuring stuff out and is an electric outfielder. I mean, some of those catches and throws. And yeah, I mean, he'll probably start off at Double-A Midland, but he's a lot of fun to watch. Also, he's very, very good on the social media stuff. He's very engaging, so it's going to be very good for the Oakland A's.
Dude, he's sick. He actually – so I made a little highlight. I forget what clip it was. I've clipped so many Buddy – I mean, I almost said Buddy Reed. Wow. But, no, I've clipped so many Lawrence Butler highlights that I forget which one I did, but he retweeted it. He's like, oh, they're still sleeping on me. He said, I still feel slept on. That's what he said.
Yeah. He also retweeted you clipped him when he called off. I think he called off the first baseman like on a pop up.
Oh, yeah.
And then they did a rolling catch and he retweeted you and was like, sorry, guys.
Yeah.
He's having fun of it.
No, he's a cool guy. He actually DM'd me afterwards. Like, dude, you got to send me that clip. So I sent that to him. So
we got to get him on the podcast.
Dude, I of course, so once he DM'd me, I was like, okay, dude, hey, if you want to join the pod, you're welcome to join the pod. So there's an open invitation to Lawrence Butler out there to join the pod. That would be great.
He'd be a great interview. He'd be a lot of fun.
Not as good as you will, but you know.
I bet. Okay, let's be honest. Me or Lawrence Butler. I'd go Lawrence Butler the other week. Plus he has some show hair. Man, that guy's got it all, man. He can show off and have a good time.
And the sunglasses, he's got those
the Viper glasses.
Yeah.
Which was gonna be a great promotion this year. We'll lead up to that at some point, but
we're gonna talk about promos later.
Yeah, we're gonna be talking about the Coliseum later today too, and like ways you know, what the A's got on tap for promotions and just like ideas that we have to make the Coliseum better too. So stay tuned for that second half of the pod.
So how many years have you been, what year is this that you've been down to Arizona for Cactus League?
I've been going to spring training every year since 2007.
Okay.
I missed 2020 by 2 days before something called COVID happened. I mean, no big deal.
Oh, blame it on COVID. Well, blame it on COVID.
Out there, I messed that up. And then I missed 2021 because when we were all having to do the vaccine stuff, I didn't want to go down there and maybe risk getting my family sick or anything like that. So I decided to be a responsible young man, which is rare in my life, to not try to get anybody sick. And then made it last year, right when spring training opened by accident. So I was going down there just to watch San Jose Barracuda hockey when the lockout was going on. And thankfully that opened up to be spring training opening day. So I saw two games of the A's last year.
Will, I got to ask you this. Are you the only San Jose Barracuda fan who regularly travels to see them on the road?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I mean, this weekend they're in Bakersfield. So I'll be down in Bakersfield watching the Barracuda for two games. So why not?
Well, I was going to ask you too, Will, because you, like, back to Lawrence Butler, like, you said you saw him a couple years ago in Stockton. Like, did you have a feeling, like, oh, because he was probably, I think he's 22 now, so he was probably, like, 20 then. Did you have a feeling, like, yo, this guy could be, like, a great two-way player? Because we've seen both sides, his offense and his defense, you know? Did you see that a couple years?
His defense was already there. His bat was kind of struggling. But, I mean, again, that's his first time really hitting with wood bat, everything else. I mean, that's kind of a tough thing to do. But yeah, he showed that potential. I mean, you could tell, like, he showed there's games where he'd show the flashes of it. Yeah. Then other games you're like, ooh, this guy's pressing a bit, but no, he's always showed that skill. There's a chance he can make the A's this year at some point. I mean, the injuries happen. A's trade, breaking news, the A's trade people. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, seriously. Like, cause I think he got as far as Lansing last year. So I think like a logical, he'll, He'll probably start at Midland and then maybe, you know, have a short, like, get a quick call up to Vegas and spend most of his year in Vegas or something like that. Who knows? But
yeah, we'll definitely find out. I mean, it's gonna be exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see him this year. Yeah. But what's Ho-Ho Cam? I've never been a Ho-Ho Cam. What is it? Do you like that better than Phoenix Muni or like, what? Cause Phoenix, I went to ASU. So when I was at school there, I would go to Muni games cause it was right there. But, I've still never been a Ho-Ho Cam. So,
Man, I loved Muni. That's one of the toughest things. Like, Muni's always got a little special place in my heart because it was great. You're out in the parking lot. It almost gives you a Coliseum vibe. You have to walk across over a pedestrian bridge, walk over to get to the stadium.
So yes, you did. Yes.
So it gives you that vibe of like a walk, the feel. You're like, yeah, it's like the Coliseum, but you have like a gorgeous mountains to the left instead of a sewage plant or something or whatever the hell that is next to our right in Oakland. But, well, yeah, just get it or barbed wire. There's no barbed wire there either, but hey, that's the Coliseum charm there, baby. Let's go. But no, Muni was awesome just because of the rocks in the outfield. Like, you had a great view. Oakland doesn't really have the, like, off at the distance, has like views in the mountains, but the ballpark itself is, like, for the A's and stuff, is much better. You got more room to do stuff. You can sit on they have a grass berm there, of course, which is nice. So, Oakland is a great ballpark. It's, it's one of the best ones in the Cactus League, but it's fun to go to. It's a nice place to watch a game and enjoy an afternoon.
Yeah. What would be if people listening are going to be there later in spring training or thinking about going next year? What would be you're the veteran spring training fan? What would be your tips?
Hokum, you got to get the mustache pretzel, so you could ask somebody if they want a mustache ride. Ha! Just kidding.
Boy, family podcast, all right?
Oh, my bad. I apologize.
Explicit rating. Explicit rating. No.
we'll censor that out if we need to. But anyway. No, I mean, it's good there. If you go down the first baseline, they lift the netting up by the tarp so you can try to get photos and autographs. That's pretty cool. The guys are a lot more usually, especially early part of spring, hopefully they still are now, are a lot more relaxed during spring training. They're there to actually engage the fans a little more, have a good time, socialize. It's a really good time. Spring training, the ticket prices are expensive. I will not deny that. I mean, $40 to the second row behind the white home plate to watch a big league game is not bad, but to watch the guys only go for like 2-3 innings, that's kind of lousy, but you got to make your money. But it's a good time. Highly recommend it. Spring training is awesome. And if you get a chance to see maybe the A's go the Salt River Fields, that's the best one I personally think in the Cactus League, the home of the Rockies and Diamondbacks. That park is absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Salt River Field.
Did you make it out to Four Peaks Brewery in Tempe?
I did not make it to that one. I made it to Fate Brewing in Tempe, and because I never had many of their beers, and that was really, really good, minus the fact I had to call an Uber in the middle of a monsoon, it seemed. It was torrential downpours. My Uber driver thought he was going to die because they were standing everywhere. I'm sitting like, I feel so bad. I made this poor guy have to sit. I'm like, well, thanks for getting me. And then going up to this hotel, it's up on a hill. So I was staying at the Buttes in Tempe, which is a resort Marriott, which I didn't know that was going to be that. I was like, cool. I get to that hotel. I'm like, I'm out of place here. Here's a guy. Everybody else is wearing like golf polos and golf pants. And here comes me as a schmuck wearing an A's jersey and basketball. Hey, what's up, everybody? Like, yeah. Yeah. So I felt bad for that guy. Fate Brewing was cool. It's Arizona. A lot of great beer there. A lot of great everything there. And also, we got to say, the scenery there, the ladies. Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Will approves.
Will approved scenery.
Well, you kind of touched on like the guys talking to the people, like the fans and stuff. I just feel like there's a good, obviously the expectations aren't super high, but there's still a good vibe in camp just with all these young guys. And like, you know, I think Lawrence Butler, he called it the new Oakland, you know, with him and Geloff and Soderstrom. And all these dudes are kind of like coming up with Denzel Clark, like they're like coming up the way, you know. What do you think about that next wave of, like, we could be seeing Soderstrom this year. We could be seeing, you know, Lawrence Butler this year. Like, it could be happening by the tail end of this year and then starting next year for sure, you know.
Yeah. Oh, I love the new crop we got coming. I mean, there's a lot of great talent in this organization that I think a lot of people – I know, like, Geloff and, like, some of the guys are very hyped, but a lot of people do sleep on them still too. And this team's got the way the guys were interacting during camp, I really think this – I mean, no, I don't think it's like a 2012 shock the world thing. I mean, I don't think we have that. Yeah. But I think this easily could be at least at least a 72 to 75 win team. I mean, it'll be a lot more entertaining than last year. I mean, if Assyrian Reed makes a team, you'll have a guy running the bases. We'll have guys running the bases this year, especially with the wider bases, the bigger bases. That would help a little bit. It'll be a lot more fun, I think, instead of last year where you're like, and there's another ground out. Oh, here's another pop fly. Oh, here's another really slow and doesn't need to be on the roster. It's going to be better this year. There is a lot of talent. I'm looking forward to it. And the new Oakland thing was just really cool by Lawrence Butler to say that. That was a very cool vibe he brought up there. So that was awesome. Nice.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you too, because not only have you been there in person for spring training with the new pitch clock, but I know you go to a ton of minor league games as well. So I think you've already seen it. How does the pitch clock affect your experience as a fan?
I mean, I'm somebody who doesn't really like the games going that quickly. I've never really been a fan of that. I'd rather I don't mind if a game goes 3 hours. I really don't. I mean, let me run.
Will, the game could be 8 hours. Will would still be loving it, dude. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Let's be honest here. I still love that game from 2013, man. That was one of my favorite games of all time, being there until almost 2 a.m. That was awesome. Also, I wasn't working at the time, so I mean, I had that advantage. It was great. It was like, all right, cool. Everybody else is good enough to go to work. I could just sleep in. It doesn't bother me any. But no, in all seriousness, it's making the games go quicker. I mean, you still get the occasional game. It will go long because either like the pitchers are just lousy. You got a lot of pitching changes. But I was in a minor league game last year in Stockton. The game only went 1:50, and it was like, wait, what? It took me that long to get out here driving because of all the traffic. This sucks. I don't want to have to go home already. What the heck? Yeah. So, I mean, it's for a lot of people, I think it'll probably be good, like people with families and everything else. But I'm baseball's timeless. Don't try not to mess with it too much. I mean, I get it. They got to try to keep up with some of the sports that are going now. But I mean, people can sit there for football games for 3 hours and there's not a lot of action going on sometimes. So what's the issue with baseball? We got to speed that up.
I hear you. I think I experience baseball very differently, the home and away games. The away games I'm watching on TV, and they can be they're long, but home games, whenever you have those games that go like 2 hours and 20 minutes or 2 hours and 30 minutes, I'll be like, I'll be selling hot dogs, and I'll be like at where I'm like, I'll look up and it's the seventh inning, and I'm like, I've only sold as much hot dogs as I'm usually sold by the fourth inning. What the heck's going on, guys?
Yeah. Slow down the game. Slow it down.
I think, hopefully it'll bring a lot more people to the park, but I don't know. I'm expecting for seat vendors, people are going to be like, especially with the beer vendors, where the cutoff hits.
Yeah. It's going to hurt a little bit, I think.
Yeah, well, I think I saw Pitching Ninja. He had a really funny clip. It was like of last year of Chris Bassett, and it took him almost a minute in between pitches. And then he had another clip of him like yesterday. Like he got four pitches in by the time he got one pitch in. Last year. So
I started vending in Chicago in 2005, my first year, and whenever it was a White Sox game, whenever Mark Burley would pitch, that guy was pitching. Yeah. That guy pitched his entire career like there was a 5-second pitch clock. And whenever there was a Mark Burley game, especially all the old beer vendors, they'd be like, oh, man, we got to run today to get our beer.
That's so funny. Yeah, I wonder how it's going to affect, all of MLB. There's going to be like a slight drop in concession sales this year just because of the pitch clock. Yeah,
but like I said, I think if it has the, it'll be hard to tell, but if it has the desired effect of, people thinking, okay, like we can go to a game, it'll be a little bit snappier, I would trade 20 minutes off of the game for not having to vend too many more games with 3,000 people in the stands.
Well, I mean, yeah, absolutely. For the vendors on the games where you're being generous with 3,000. There were some games last year. I was like, man, there's about 800 of us here. It was those games. I get it, especially on the nights where it's 800 fans. It's freezing cold. Some of those nights, yeah, I wouldn't mind speeding up a little bit. But if it goes long too, I'm good with it. Let's enjoy that baseball, baby. That's what's all about. America's pastime.
One thing I think we wanted to talk about. What we would hope, what we think could change about the Coliseum experience other than, the teams and just talk about the Coliseum experience as you perceive it, Will. But one thing I want to say too is I think a huge improvement that the A's have done is their social media game. They've had a few. They keep interviewing all the players as they go in between.
The tiny mic
interviews. I think that's great. I think
it's good because you need to. I wish, honestly, I almost kind of wish they put the name next to the player because a lot of times you don't even know who it is.
I don't know who these people are.
I'm glad I do because I've seen most of these guys. So I'm like, oh, that's so-and-so. And everyone else is like, who the hell is this guy? So
I know. I mean, I know who some of them are, but that's a great way to let – because that's like fans just don't even know who these guys are yet. Yeah. You know, it's like that's like there's a major gap there. You know,
like Denzel Clark is the one everybody's probably like, who the hell is this guy? But Denzel Clark's been killing it in these interviews. Like, I'll eat it all. I'm a hungry boy. It's like he's killing it. Like a lot of these guys are showing their personality, which is awesome. But
dude, Fujinami is actually hilarious. Fujinami is really funny in those, dude. I like Fuji in those things, dude. He's like. They're like, where should you take a girl on a date? He's like, oh, you should go driving because if you go on the movies, there's no talking. But you take her for a ride in the car, there's just a whole lot of talking. That's all you do is talk.
Yeah, he's brilliant. He's a smart man. I should try that more often to see how my game goes. I'm going to take my Fuji lessons here soon and see how it goes.
Yeah. Dating with Fuji. We'll see. Start a new series. Yeah.
It would be good. It would work, I think. He's a stud. Let's see how he does.
Well, did you guys see how the Giants lowered their beer? Like, I think honestly, that's like kind of a starting point. Is if they want to get more fans, just kind of lower the price points, like make it a little more family friendly. Because if you're going there with three kids, it's like
I think they're lowering their beer prices from like I think like about 12 to 9 or something,
like 14 to 9, something like that. I mean,
they're probably making them smaller too, but.
Yeah, not by much. I mean, they are, but still, it's something that's probably, any way to get people back in that ballpark's be huge. Their attendance has really tanked the past little bit,
dude,
too.
Yeah, San Francisco's been hurting.
It has, and you know, and prices at baseball games have grown a lot faster than prices everywhere else. When I started vending in 2005 in Chicago, I think the beers were like, you know, 16 ounces. I think it was like $4.50 for a beer, right? And that was only 2005.
Glory days. Glory days.
So, you know, but I think it also, you know, and not to, I don't think we want to make this another, you know, Howard Terminal Las Vegas podcast, but one thing that I think it really brings home to me is the Giants are struggling in attendance. You know, last year they had a lot of trouble putting people in the seats, and the year before they'd won 107 games. And I think one big issue here, and the A's are also a victim of this, is the work from home in the Bay Area. You know, if people are working from home, they're not leaving their suburbs, they're not, you know, they're not coming downtown, they're not saying, oh, well, I'll stay late after work and see a game. You know, if they're just, you know, then they're thinking, oh, I just did a long day's work, you know, out in Walnut Creek or, you know, even farther, you know, out in Antioch or something. And now I got to think about driving into Oakland for a night game. I think that's probably, I mean, there's a lot of things causing those 800 person games at the Coliseum last season.
I mean, also last year still. Even last year, COVID was still a thing that was very much talked about in the media, and I think also scared a lot of people away as well. So, I mean, it's just, the Coliseum had enough spacious opportunities. You go to third deck if you want to get away from anybody because nobody was up there. Even though those seats suck
in
the third deck.
There were two people. You wanted to socially distance.
Yeah, there was two people. There's two people up there.
And they weren't socially distant. They were having a good old time up in that third deck.
But yeah, I think also like the Bay Area, like San Francisco is such a digital city. Like all those offices were for people who just work for tech companies. So they can just do that. It's not like they were doing something with their hands that they need to go there and like go to downtown anymore. So it's like, yeah, I wonder if the A's see that too. And it kind of worries them like, oh shit, maybe we're going to have trouble drawing even with a new stadium.
I would be, to be honest, I would be, if I was Dave Cavill and John Fisher, you know, I think that would be another sort of strike where I'd be like, ooh, well, if I can sort of figure out a way to make it Vegas instead of Oakland, you know, but
yeah,
I think it's impossible to predict what, you know, predict the future, because any new stadium is still like, you know, 4 or 5 years off. So who knows?
No, it's still a long way away, and you never know what may fix by then, change by then. Yeah, the world's crazy. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, heck, we never thought 2020 would ever happen, and look what happened. So, I mean, it's crazy times in this crazy world. But, hey, as long as we'll see what happens. I think the attendance with the A's this year will get better, hopefully. No. But it's just they've got to maybe lower ticket prices down a bit, bring back some sort of ticket deal like we had, just to encourage fans to come back. I mean, the Giants are trying their stuff. Yeah. So the A's to try to throw something out there as well. But and the other hard part is maybe the A's have one foot out the door and are just trying to do whatever they can to get rid of what attendance we got. So, I mean, this is like, you never know.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's try and be positive here in this next week. We'll be negative again. What are you excited about for this upcoming season? What are you excited about for the team? And what are you excited about just being back in right field?
Oh, all the young kids. I mean, we've got a lot of guys. I mean, we got a glut of outfielders. I'm not how they're going to decide who's going to be on the team, who's not going to be team via the outfielders. I mean, you've got Brent Rooker, you've got Esiary Ruiz, you've got Connor Capel, had a great year last year.
Dude, I'm all about Ruiz. I like Ruiz a lot, dude. I think he's going to be
speed,
really good.
That speed alone. I mean, 80 stolen bases last year at AAA. That guy's going to run. That guy's going to
do
great.
He's got a good eye. He's got power. Like, I don't know. I mean, it's only minor leagues, but I think he had 66 walks and 94 strikeouts last year for a minor leaguer. That's, like, impressive.
That's a good percentage. Absolutely. I mean, he's got stuff that's good. Infield, well, I mean, there's just a lot of talent. This team actually has stuff where you're like, you can see the core kind of trying to build again. You got stuff I think is going to make people want to come to the ballpark. And then just being back in the bleachers, I mean, that's home sweet home. I love being out there with everybody again. That's nothing better. Even if it's 55 degrees or 85 degrees, I'm happy to be out that stadium and just enjoying life, enjoying baseball. There's nothing better than the Coliseum, hearing the drums, hearing the cowbells, hearing jerks like me yelling stuff at the outfielders and getting middle fingers and all that from the guys. I mean, it's a good time. I can't wait to be out there again and just enjoying the game I love and with people I care about and love as well.
I say this to, you know, everyone I meet who's like, you know, who hasn't been to an A's game. I also say this about to people who haven't been to an Oakland Roots game, who are coming up, and we should talk more about that on a future pod. But
dude, I need to go to more. I've only been to one Roots game. I got to go to more Roots.
Same here. Yeah. Only one Roots game for me as well.
The most unique part, I think, about the Coliseum is right field. You know, we have like a cheering section, a rooting section, and you know, if you're listening and you bring your kid or you bring yourself and you want to be a kid, go out to right field. You know, say hi to Will. Will will talk to you. Everyone out there will talk to you. But ask any of the people with the drums if you can have an inning on the drums, and they'll hand you their sticks, no problem. And you can spend an inning.
Hell yeah.
There was one game last season. I think it was like maybe there was also a Roots game or something or some else, and there were no drummers there for the entire game. And the first two innings, I was like, something is horribly wrong. I don't understand what's happening. And then I realized there was no drummers, and I was like, this is so wrong. But yeah,
it feels different. I remember that day. I had to hop on the drums for a bit. That was a terrible decision. You don't want me doing that. I have no rhythm. Anyway, I'm bad at it, terribly bad at it. But I'm like,
they're 81 out of 82 games a year.
Well, yeah. So I mean, I get to drum. I drum maybe once or twice a year, and it's I mean, I drummed twice last season, and I'm one of the games I broke a stick. That tells you how great of a drummer I am. So, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you were talking about, like, lowering ticket prices. I was just curious to see, like, what an average price is. So I looked at, like, the Monday. I think they play the Guardians after that Angels opening series. And that Monday, like, seats for $149, it's, like, $23 for a ticket. And I'm like, dude, those tickets should be, like, $10 or $15.
They really should.
I think they're losing people with their price points. Like, cause I don't know, if I go there for $10 or $15, I could use that extra $13 to $8 on a beer. Food, it would be much more appealing to me as opposed to just the ticket, you know?
Like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're not wrong on that whatsoever. I mean, I remember after the pandemic season when they had the 2019 season tickets, and we're like, cool, it was maybe, I think we were paying maybe $1,100 for our season tickets. I'm like, cool, I'll be expecting the same thing. No big deal, yada, yada. So I opened the email and it says $2,000. I'm like, huh.
How much is it now for season tickets there?
$2,000.
$2,000. So,
So what does that break down to a game, like 13, 14 bucks a game or something like that?
It's almost 20 bucks a game, I believe, or something like that. Oh, it's it something along those lines. I'm not sure exactly. All I know is it's more expensive than I want it to be.
2,000 divided by 82 is $24.39.
That's crazy, dude. It's
Only part of the reason why I still paid is I have my seat guaranteed. So same seat I've sat in since 2005. I'm grateful for that. But it's just like, man, you're charging us that much for the after you trade. Last year was trading Bass, Manaya, and letting Canna walk and all those guys. And now you're trading Morton, Sean Murphy, and everything else. We're still having to pay all that. It's like it's
almost be cheaper to just buy tickets that you actually go to. Like it's like they almost like take the incentive out of having season tickets. You know,
I know numerous season ticket holders in the behind, not in the outfield, but behind the home plate area, who told me, well, first of all, I've seen a number of season ticket holders that I haven't seen in since COVID now, or since 2021, they dropped off. Yeah. But others have told me near the end of last year, were telling me, we're not going to renew. We're just going to, because they could see on StubHub that, they were paying $60, per ticket, and the tickets next to them were going for $30, on StubHub. So they were like, why am I doing this? I can still go to as many games as I want on StubHub. So,
No, it's and then you can probably still sit where you want to sit too, because most nights it's come dressed as a seat, get in free nights. So I mean, it's just
I think it's almost like they need to get really, really creative within stadium, just make it like a really fun vibe, like almost go minor, just go full minor league, just like
they should.
I couldn't agree more. I think. I tried to talk to some people about this, but I will see. I mean, I'm really hopeful just with the Tiny Mike interviews that they'll do some more interesting stuff, because I think the cardinal sin of the Coliseum last year was, not that there were higher prices, because, and not that they got rid of everybody, because that's the cycle that they're trying to do. But it just was boring, They had the
big head racers like disappeared
five times.
Yeah, they didn't have them very much last year.
They had them
like
five times,
like little things like that actually make it like people want to. That's what they come to the game for,
We bet money on those damn games. We bet money on that in the bleachers with the big head racers. I mean, that's fun right there.
It's fun. It's fun. I don't know how, if it costs them $500 to run the big head races, like, I don't know what they're doing, man. Like, and
how much can it be to hire those three people?
They only had Cara there for Friday, Saturday, Sunday games.
Yeah.
So they had to have, there was nobody emceeing.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, they had occasionally they would have interviews of the players, which they do, I think, during spring training. But it was very clear that they had just sort of done
it
last
year pretty hard.
They only had three of them. And it was name as many colors as you can, go. And what do you like in your hot dog? It was
it's
more interesting things.
Yeah, it's nothing.
Saw all those videos about 15 times each last year. Oh my God. We get it. We know
every
that
time
Kemp
Tony Kemp would
hot
say,
dog.
I just put ketchup on my hot dog, my heart would break. Let's try a different video, guys. But
hey, Hal, what do you put on your hot dog, Hal? What do you put on your hot dog?
Oh, every whenever I need a snack at the end of the game, I'll put different stuff on it, just whatever I'm feeling.
You're doing a little experimentation.
I never ever put ketchup on it. All right.
Are you serious? Is that a cardinal sin? Can you not do that?
This is a Chicago thing, right? I think when you turn 12 in Chicago, you no longer eat thin crust pizza. And you no longer put ketchup on your hot dog. It's a very important
thing. I was loyal to the just ketchup only, and then I graduated to ketchup and mustard, and I like onions, but I'm pretty casual. I'm a pretty casual,
Just ketchup. That's childish. Say that.
I like my fancy mustard on my hot dog.
There you go. There you go. Well, I'm excited. I hope they I also know that they probably weren't ready for the season because of the lockout, and they they may or may not have been hoping that it was going to be a longer
line. Oh, I guarantee you they were banking on it, hoping there was a longer. I know John Fisher's pocketbook was hoping it. He was hoping for that big time, but I guarantee you that hurt him big time last year. And I guarantee they should have more. I mean, they're already doing that, like you said, the Swamp Mike interviews. I know that's going to help out tremendously. So hopefully they have more stuff this year instead of the hot dog video of 20 times a season. I'll be good.
Yeah, and so one thing they definitely have more of is they're going to have more promotions. So,
it seemed like last year they just took whatever they had left over in the closet and they brought it out. And they're like, that's what we're doing.
I brought it out. I'm looking around now. I can't find it. They had one day, you know, they always have like a swim, you know, swim team day.
Yeah.
And last year was a day game. It was like a Saturday day game. And they gave away swim caps. And I had my swim cap. I was going to wear it.
Were they A's? Were they A swim caps?
It was an A swim cap, but it said swim night on it, even though it was a day game. They were like, oh, we still got the swim night caps.
Yeah, like 2020 to choose this. Roll of it. Let's go. Let's get these. Like, we're talking promotions. The one I am excited about more than any other promotion is the Hawaiian shirt giveaway. Yes.
Yeah, that's going to be solid. Dude. For that. Yeah, that's
the one. Dennis Biles is going to be all about that. Dennis is going to be like, hell yes.
That's he'll be rocking Father's that Day thing. As well.
Fabulous
Father's
Daddy.
Fabulous Daddy. Father's Day, Hawaiian shirt day.
Yeah, that is going to be incredible. I'm looking forward to rock that to a family barbecue or something. I cannot freaking wait.
Well, I got my dad a Hawaiian shirt for like Father's Day once, and he loves that thing. That's like his go-to shirt whenever he goes to a game. I think everybody loves a Hawaiian shirt.
And I'm sure that the Last Dive Bar guys are going to do it. They had luau night last year, so I bought a Hawaiian. The first time I bought a Hawaiian shirt since I was in junior high school, I bought a Hawaiian shirt. And I wore that under my vest that night. So I'm sure they're going to rock it. So I have a preliminary rank. They keep adding more things. So I'm going to have.
Hal's got the power rankings of the promotions.
I like it.
I have the power rankings. Okay. So I have to add two more. So in 12th place, the worst one is the magnet schedule.
I like those things. I actually
love it, man. Okay. I love them.
I actually,
it's, okay. It's like
that, 10 it serves cents. Me well.
It's utilitarian. It's like something that you can look
here's
at.
The thing. You know? Go on lastdivebar.com and buy yourself a real calendar.
I mean, all the dates. I have a real calendar, but I like having a magnet too. Since it's on my fridge, I go to get beer daily. I can see that every day when I go grab a beer.
Yeah, you're waiting for some food to cook in the microwave. You're like, oh, who are they playing next week? Who are they playing this weekend?
I'm gonna say this once nicely. I was the one who made these rankings. Okay. You want to tell me I'm wrong? You make your own
rankings. Well, your rankings already suck.
Yeah, the seedings are way off. No.
Great, perfect. The next one, number 11, is there for Jackie Robinson Day. They are giving away a hat.
That's 12.
It's green. It says 42, and it has his signature on the brim. That's fine. I think it's weird that it's green. You know, I don't. You know, I'm just like Jackie Robinson. I always think Dodger blue, but
green.
But yeah. I think it's kind of,
I understand, you know, it's like if you're an A's fan, you don't want to wear Dodger blue, but no, this is something you could wear and support Jackie. Like,
right. So then number 10, I've grouped all these. So if you were watching on YouTube, I've been switching my hats back and forth.
I was going to ask, how come you're wearing like five different hats?
Yeah,
I've been wearing all the giveaway hats that I have lying around. So year, they had their best giveaway, I think, were these hats for the four big theme nights. Gay Pride Night, Latino Night, African-American Night, and Asian Night. And,
I like the green one was really cool. I like the green one a lot.
So, the green one was awesome,
they showed a different color of the A's, and they had different underbrim. Underbrim.
The green one is cool. Like, the pattern on the bottom is sick, too.
Yeah, that was the Latino one. That I wore that one when I was in Mexico. I actually think the Gay Pride Night one was great because it has the pride flag on the underbrim. That was really cool. But instead of hats, they are going with socks, which, you know, okay, I'm not really gonna, you know, I'm not really gonna wear different socks. And also, I noticed there's gonna be an ad on the socks.
Put on the foot at least, so we don't have to see it when we try wearing.
It's on the top. It's on the top. It's not on the toe.
Damn. Okay.
So you're gonna be wearing a sock, which kind of got some cool stripes on it, but I'd rather have a hat than a sock. And it's also gonna have like a chevron ad on the top of the socks. I'm not sure how many times I'm gonna wear my chevron socks around.
I
think Gen Z likes these tall socks. You know, the tall socks with the stripes on it. So that's all right.
Dude, I don't understand this I don't know, man. I'm officially old. I was in Walgreens and there was three kids who were like 20 and they all had this hair that just went out. And I was like,
kids these days.
I'm officially old because I'm like,
and they're rock music.
Hey, I really don't understand those kids. I'll tell you.
I mean, Will knows what's up with the latest hair fads, you know?
Yeah. Right. Hey, I got to go with the Mark Kotze. So there we go.
That was actually a funny Tiny Mike interview, and they were like, how old is Kotze? And nobody knew. How old is that guy? Because
I think he's like 48.
Yeah. Some of them knew. I think Ramon was doing the math. You could see he was doing the math, and I think he was like thinking back to some story that like Kotze said like last season was blah, blah, blah. Because he was doing the math, you could tell, and he got the right answer, 47.
Yeah. I like Fuji, I think, said like 65 or something. Yeah, right. Like, damn, that's not good, man.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's tough because he's got that gray beard.
It's the gray. He's got so much gray. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know the feeling. It's starting to pop up in mine, too. It's kind of scary. And as we're talking hats, I got to make sure these hats are terrible, but I have my spring training hat. So there you go.
All right. Nice.
All right, so back to number nine, we have it's like a fanny pack. I think that's for Mother's Day.
I'm amazed those have made a comeback, in all seriousness.
The 90s are back,
dude,
in.
90s are in, dude. 90s are very 90s in. Are in.
Trippy as heck, man.
So we got the fanny pack. Useful, you know? I think I would, if I had a fan, you know, an extra fanny pack lying around, I might use it. Go to the beach.
I thought you were going to say if I had a fanny, I would use it.
If I had a fanny, yeah. I would stuff in it. Go to the beach. Let's see. Then, so that was number nine. Then at number eight, we have two nights of drones. The drone nights, I think, you know, from a vending standpoint, you know, you get the Giants games, you got your Yankees games, then you got the fireworks games, and then coming in fourth is usually the drone games. I put the drone games down lower because I think maybe kids really like them. One of the drone games last, I like to keep selling hot dogs at the end of the game on the high fireworks and drones games while everyone's getting on the field. And one of the drones games was like a Nickelodeon drones game. And I had to vend with a Blue's Clues episode in the background.
I think Vogt hit a homer that game or something.
I just was like, this is not, I don't know. We've lost.
you couldn't do it with the Doris Explorer theme song blasting.
It's a new Blue's Clues. Anyway, I like the fireworks. I think the fireworks are so much better. But
I've actually never seen a drone, but it looks kind of, I've seen videos. It looks pretty cool.
No,
but,
it does cool. I'll say this. If you haven't been to a drone night game, go. I think the first time it's really cool, right? I think
agreed. First time it's awesome. Up there,
that's like a must see. If you've already been to a drone game, I'm not sure it has the sort of the same staying power as the fireworks. Again, you know, you come back, it's loud, it's bright, you know.
Yeah, the drone shows take a long time to like kind of set up and develop at times. So you're like
short because they have a limited battery because they have to be so bright. Yeah,
it's one of those where it's cool at first. You're like, all right, first one's like, all right. And then after a while, you're going to like, okay. And then you watch the second one, you're like, okay. And I think the Nickelodeon one, I didn't even stick around for him. Like, all right, I'm going home.
All right. Well, then coming in at number seven, we have the Tony Kemp. This is April 30th against the Reds. Tony Kemp poster giveaway.
Awesome poster. Awesome poster.
It looks really cool. It looks cool.
Good. I like it. Yeah. It looks good. I think.
He's like laying out for a catch.
It just says Tony Kemp and he's diving. Great. You know,
and then Kelly Green got the socks.
Hell yeah, Kelly Green.
I wish this was a bobblehead. I'd feel like Tony Kemp
agree with you.
Deserves a bobblehead, man. Mm. Just a poster. or like a poster if they'd like, you know, if they'd like, you know, had him for a photo shoot and put him in like a, you know, some type of goofy pose or whatever, you know.
It's well, just here's the reason why they probably only needed a poster is they probably thought they would trade him by now. So that's probably why they at least have a poster.
Well, that's why it's in April.
April 30th. That's why yeah, it's you got to get all the player ones.
They did not do the poster then. Okay. So I'm going to go out of order here. I got to throw, because they added some right at the end here. They've been adding more. So Tony Kemp poster. That was number 7, but I'm going to go back to 13. There's something worse than the magnet.
Okay.
Second to last day of the game. You know that picture of Rob Lowe where he's got an NFL hat?
Yeah.
At that, you know, he was like they had to promote something at an NFL.
He's at the Super Bowl or something, I think.
He clearly didn't want to be there. Yeah, and he's just wearing an NFL hat.
Yeah.
I actually saw him when I was vending the Giants Dodgers playoff game. 2 seasons ago, he was there cheering for the Dodgers. But they're giving away an MLB Network hat giveaway.
Oh, God.
And it looks like it's green, but the logo is just the MLB Network.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now. That looks like
that's garbage.
Yeah.
That is clearly somebody ordered too many MLB Network hats and was like,
that's not even acceptable on the BART bridge. That is not acceptable on the BART ramp.
Yeah.
That is terrible.
That's something you go to the thrift store and you see it there. You're like, oh, I said, yeah, you know, there's a bunch of them.
$5 on the BART bridge to the guys to give that hat away.
Yeah, I would too. Like, you want this? Here you go, $5.
Okay, yeah, that is horrible. What the hell?
Yeah, I didn't know if that made the list. So I was gonna say that was the worst.
Oh yeah,
that's the keywords by far. Yeah.
Number six, I'm going to do, we have a new Jerry Garcia, don't we have the, like a Deadhead Night? This was like recently added.
Really? I haven't seen that. I don't know.
We are doing a Deadhead Night. That is scrolling through here.
August
18th. For you.
Yes. And I believe that everyone, that might be a special ticket.
That's a special ticket.
Darn it. All right. I'm taking it off. We'll talk about the special tickets afterwards. Forget it. Everyone moves up one space. It's a cool shirt, but it's a special ticket. Not everybody gets
it. So you have to buy your own promotion, basically.
Yeah. Hey, that's all now. Hey, any way to take more money from you.
All those, gotta do it. Okay. Well, anyway.
This shirt's really cool. You can't get it for free. You have to pay for it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, okay, so everybody moves back up one, so now the poster.
Is it going to be a tie-dye shirt or something? I haven't seen a picture of it.
I think it's got one of the bears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so then at number five, I got the Sal Bando pin. That was also a new addition. I was wondering if we were going to I'm not a huge pin person. It's a cool pin though. It's got the six on a ball. It says the captain on it. I wonder if that's going to be a patch for the players to be wearing. If it is, that'll be cool. But everyone gets that. That's April 16th. That's also going to be the 1973 World Series reunion.
I just love their 70s, like the swinging A's, that whole feel. That was the coolest, dude. Yeah.
I don't really, pins are all right. Pins are pretty cool, but
hey, don't
piss off Sandlot with
yeah,
that.
Don't let Brian hear that.
I'm talking about right field right now. If we had left field on, pins would be number one, right? It's good. And you know what? This is a huge improvement over last year's 1972 World Series reunion.
Oh, God. Right?
It was a plastic soda cup that had the a small 70s logo on one side, and on the other side, I had a giant 7-Ups logo.
Oh, 7-Up logo was ginormous. I remember we got that cup. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited.
It was worse. It was worse than like the normal, you know,
just to give out cups
that you get when you order a pop at the game anyway.
You get a beer, the beer cup you get with your beers was better than that. I was just like,
absolutely.
This nonsense? Like, this is what we get. Like, and they're like, oh, bro,
anyway,
like,
so that's good.
It's all like, holy shit, we got a giveaway. And all of a sudden, here's a cup that is god awful.
All right, number four, Luau Night shirt. That's Father's Day. That's going to be great.
That's number one for me, man. I am pumped for that freaking shirt. I am excited.
I'd probably say that's number one for me, I think, too. I like that one.
Yeah, number three, it's not a good bobblehead, but it is a bobblehead. They're giving away retro bobblehead. I don't know what day it is. It is July 23rd. It is just, it's the, you know, the old, you know, the old bobblehead with the guy, you know, nondescript guy with the giant anime eyes. At least he's wearing the yellow uniform, which is great.
At least the bobblehead of some sort. We've missed
it's a bobblehead. Yeah. It's a free bobblehead. And it is definitely, you know, not a current player, because by July 23rd, who knows who's going to be on
the team? Who the hell is going to be on the team? Yeah. Nobody knows.
Number two, the Pit Viper sunglasses.
Yeah.
I think those are really cool.
I think those are sweet as well.
If
those
they're
are
really high cool. quality, I'll wear them. You know, if I went to the game, I would wear them. And I think that they're cool, not only because they're back in, you know, the cool kids, Law, my guy Law, he's wearing them, but also, Ricky Henderson and all those pictures, he's wearing those Pit.
That was the classic. Yeah. That's what everybody was wearing in the 90s.
Yeah.
That's a very classic look. I had a pair of those, and they were almost, it was basically bigger than my face, but it was awesome. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. I think why I like it too, is I think it's creative. It's a giveaway that I haven't seen before. And it has like a nice tie-in to the A's history, and is also like, you know, all the cool kids with their weird hair that freaks Alex out when he goes to the drugstore.
Freaks me out too, man. It's like, what the hell is this?
So anyway, you can put those on, and then you can say hello, fellow kids, and try and blend in.
How do we do?
Go to the pharmacy, Alex.
Those guys looking at us like crazy old people trying to get after us.
My best free giveaway. They do it. The A's do it better. There's four nights this year. The A's do it better than any other stadium I've ever vended at, because you can go on the field. It's the fireworks nights.
Yeah. Fireworks nights are great.
I love that you can go on the field. My favorite is I'm cleaning up after that. So I'm in the outfield, and I they close out the outfield to everyone, and I'll just stand out there in the outfield and look at everyone in the outfield sitting there and see the red glow of the fireworks in their faces. I think it's a great night.
When I was a kid, there was like no more magical feeling than like going down those steps. And I felt like I was like on a sacred,
amazing.
I was like, I'm not supposed to be here. I always like took a little piece of grass and put it in my pocket and shit.
It was the coolest feeling in the world being able to do that. It's like, yeah, like you said, it's like I'm standing on sacred ground right now where I'm watching my heroes play on the diamond. And here I am getting a chance to sit on this field and watch a fireworks show. There was nothing better than that.
Dude, yeah, that was great. That was classic times. And it's so funny. As soon as they turn out the lights, everybody just sparks up the blunts and the joints. It just smells like a massive concert or something.
That's why you got to keep selling the hot dogs till the end of the game.
Yeah, you got to get them on the way back. Yeah,
that's good money tactics, right there. That's the way you make your money, right there. Smart man.
Oh, that's great. I'll go through. There are a few more giveaways, but they're the you have to buy a special ticket. So, you know, I don't want to put those in the rankings but they got two more bobbleheads. They got for May the 4th, they have Mark Kotze as Boba, is what's the
Boba Fett?
Is he the guy? I have not watched.
Yeah, he's the guy in Mandalorian.
Yeah. So you put the helmet on him. I think that's cool. Wish it was a freebie, but
it would be nice. But
it's just weird. It's just is that a normal thing across the league? Like,
it's starting to become more and more. So I think that they started doing it for what I first noticed was they'd start doing it for specialized things. So like the swim night, right? They're not going to give everybody a swim cap. They just want to give one team a cap. And then for like college nights, they would do that for like Cal. You know, for Cal night or Stanford night, you know, to get the sweet Cal hat.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. It's like,
yeah, but then these bobbleheads, it is what it is.
They have one for Groot as well.
Yeah, they also have a Groot one, which,
He's holding a baseball bat.
He's holding a baseball bat. I'll say this. I don't know what Groot has to do with the A's, but they had the Black Panther last year. It was a
Funko Pop or whatever that one is.
I mean, at least the Black Panther, he's supposed to be from Oakland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Groot, I guess he's a tree. So
yeah, I don't know,
because he's the stand. Know. He's on a stand that is that cool, like the oak tree stand. So that's cool, but
hey, the really treehouse. Maybe you can get him at the treehouse. I don't know.
Yep. And then
maybe.
The Jerry Garcia night. The shirt looked cool, but again, you have to pay for that one. But you know, so I saw somebody on Twitter say that the Coliseum is the only stadium, MLB stadium, where they actually had a concert still.
Oh wow. Well, I think at Fenway they still do concerts. Yeah,
I think Wrigley Field does stuff as well.
They probably, that's probably true. All right. Well, yeah. Well, you know, that's what you.
We shot your theory to hell there, bud.
All right, then yeah. I'll go through Scout Night. There's going to be a patch. Little League Day. Oh, the Little League Day. That's vending. Woo, that's vending.
Is that vending heaven?
Oh, no, it's great because you just go out there with a stick of cotton candy. Gone.
Yeah.
It's just a huge sea of kids, and you got to get out there early because their parents have each given them $20 and they'll spend it on the first thing they see. If you go to the camp, if it's a camp night or a little league night or a Boy Scout night or boy, you know, if you got there in the seventh inning, they've already spent all their money.
They spent their money.
And they just ask
him. Hal, you may not notice about me. I used to be a vendor at the Coliseum as well.
There you go.
I did. So, yeah, I don't know if I knew that. I'm sure you told me at some point, but I don't know.
I did that off and on for a couple of years. It was a good time. Made some money, sold some cotton candy, and those kids loved me for that. It was great.
There you go.
All right, Will. Hey, Will. So, what kind of road trips you got planned for this year? What are you? Where are you going?
So right now, trying to do at some point this year, get to Arlington. Got to see that ballpark since they keep. I want to see the museum piece or whatever the hell that stadium is, because it looks like a Walmart or something outside. Heard it's nice inside, at least. That's good. But
dude, I like the look of their old stadium so much better. It looked so much cooler.
The old park was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome park. I wish it would have been a lot of money. I get it, but I wish it would have just put the retractable roof on it. It was a beautiful stadium. It would have been great. Yeah. But also looking at doing Pittsburgh, Miami.
Nice.
Maybe Milwaukee, at least for a game. Because I've been to that park before. I haven't seen the A's there. And then Minnesota every year so I can see my goddaughter and everything else. I got to be, got to see the kids, man. They're great. And then Anaheim to finish the year. But you know me. I'll end up at random places somewhere along the way. Through. It's like, oh, there's Will again out there doing whatever. So they find me.
Dude, I'm seriously considering doing a trip to Detroit and Cleveland, or they have a Cleveland Toronto trip and then they come back home for 6 days and then they go to Detroit. So I was thinking, like, I don't know what else I would go to Cleveland or Detroit for, so I think it'd be kind of fun.
Detroit's a weird one. I went there because I had some friends that were traveling nurses during the pandemic doing the vaccines at the Coliseum, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'll come see you. Yeah, it was great to be Detroit one time. I really don't know why I ever need to go back.
I mean, that's the thing is I don't know what – I don't really know why else I would do it. And I've always wanted to do a road trip thing. And it's like it'd be kind of fun to go to Cleveland for a few days, drive up to Toronto, stay there for like a week, and then drive down to Detroit. And then I'd see like three ballparks I haven't seen before in areas that I'd probably never go before. So
yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Toronto's the one I want to do because they have that Marriott. It overlooks the field. I want to stay there and have that room for one night. Just be like, ha-ha, I'm watching baseball from my hotel room.
That'd be amazing. Yeah.
The only thing
I gotta tell you, there's this thing that most hotel rooms now have, which is cable TV.
Yeah, well, okay, you're watching a live baseball game from your room.
Yeah, not the window. That'd be a whole different experience.
But what you have to do with that hotel is you have to sign a waiver saying you're not doing anything inappropriate during the middle of the game, because a couple of years ago,
yes,
there was a couple getting caught on television doing the nasty during the middle of the ball game, and it was seen on TV.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm getting hungry. I think we should wrap this thing up. You guys got anything else you want to get off your chest about the 2023 Oakland Athletics?
I just hope to see everybody at the ballpark. I know the team's not going to be the best, but this year, I promise you, it's going to be a lot better. It's going to be a lot more exciting. And, hey, let's go Oakland.
All right. I'll say this, too. If you're a member of the Portuguese, Native American, Jewish, Italian, Taiwanese, Filipino, or Cal alumni community, you also they're also going to be giveaway hats that you have to buy a special ticket for.
Appreciation days? Okay, I'll be getting that Filipino.
They appear to be all the same hat. It's just going to have an elephant on it, but with the underbrim will be different.
Hey, that's good marketing right there. We do a hat club too, or spring training hat. You change the pattern on the side like this, and some sucker, i.e. me, will buy it.
I always think, who is the sucker that's creating, buying all these hats? I get the free ones, baby. I just get the free ones.
I like to pay for mine and feel stupid later.
Thank you so much for joining
us. Yeah, thanks so much, Will. It's good chatting with you, dude.
See you out there.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you guys. Thank you very much for the opportunity again. Appreciate it. Best blog or vlog on the internet, baby.
I love it. Thanks, Will.
You got it, guys.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.